Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. I had a really interesting conversation this week. And well, I had tons of conversations this week. But Faisal, there was one I shared with you, which I thought was really cool. I thought about it after I was talking to a gent, and he had left me a message. He said, geez, I just want to talk to you, and you know, I'm nervous and blah, blah, blah. So we had that conversation. I don't mean to be cavalier about it because it is anxiety-stricken.
It's a stressful time, yeah, for sure, and people are stressed.
The end of it, he says to me, Dave, I got to ask you this question. I'm not sure how to ask it. I said, well, you know, fire away. And he said, well, you sound really calm and confident. And he said, that either tells me you're crazy or that you're going to jump out the window and you're just not telling me.
Right. It's funny because I got the same kind of question. Is that the whole jumping out of the window part? Yeah. But are you like crazy right now? Like, are you like, is there something wrong with you, Faisal? Because you don't look like, you look tired.
Right.
But you don't look like you're stressed about what's happening in the portfolio, the world and stuff like that. And so how did you answer that question?
Well, I mean, it wasn't a simple answer, but we talked about a whole bunch of different things. And I'm going to say, I'll tell you sort of the condensed version of what we talked about. I said, listen, there's a whole bunch of things that I've got that you don't, right? Number one, we've got data behind us, right? So there's lots of research and information. Now, data, we know, facts don't necessarily overcome fear, right? So that doesn't help people on the anxiety part. But we're at least armed with the information. I think we're doing as good a job as we can to keep our clients informed of that. Number two, I have an awesome team, right? So I'd love to tell you that I haven't come and been sitting in my office, and you can attest to this, literally yelling or punching the screen because I'm so frustrated with what's going on, or you know, or it's irrational or whatever the case may be. You can attest to that. So
we all do that, though, Dave.
That's right.
We're just as human as everybody else is.
Right.
The difference that I think we are able to convert that feeling and then get back into professional mode quicker.
Well, and that's done because of team. And so where I was going to go with that is there's moments when you literally are in the net, you know, the office right by me, and you can hear what's going on in there, and you'll come in and say, okay, what's going on? And we talk about it.
Yep.
There'll be moments when you have that similar experience. There's moments when Andrew has the similar experience. So there's a team of people. Okay. And we're not subject to the emotion of whatever the moment is individually.
Correct.
Important. Okay. The third thing we talked about, which we have been talking about a little bit over the past couple of weeks, is structure and discipline.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I stick with this. The superpower that an investor has is structure and discipline. That is your cape.
Amen.
You wrap yourself in that, right?
Every time we've gotten emotional, Dave, we've deviated from the structure and discipline mentally.
Yes.
And then when we come back to structure and discipline, you're right.
Right.
Okay, you're right.
Right. Right. And so structure and discipline, we've talked about, you know, have an income bucket and have growth assets that, you know, take, these are all different objectives and have different investment goals. We've been talking about this for 10 years. This isn't as a result of the coronavirus. The discipline says, okay, what's going forward, right? So it's so easy emotionally to get trapped in what's just happened this week or last week or the last 3 weeks.
Yep.
But you've got to distance yourself from that emotional reaction to what just happened to say, okay, let's clear the front windshield here. Stop looking in the rear view. Let's clear it up and let's look forward. What do we need to do? Right? And you love this stuff because there's opportunity. Whenever we get this kind of disorderly trading, and it's been in every market, not just the stock market, bond market, currency markets,
everything.
Commodity markets,
everything.
But it does present opportunity.
And we say that because it's factually true.
Right.
There is evidence of it over history, and there will be evidence going forward of it too.
Right.
It's hard for someone to say, let's get in, let's buy. So they think I'm crazy.
Right.
And I'll go back to January of 2009 when I said, we're buying more stocks.
Right.
And I was early.
Right.
The markets fell till about March, and then it started to recover slowly after that. And then late 2009 got much better. I was crazy.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, Dave, I know that I'm doing the right thing when people, listeners of this show, will start using four-letter words with me. Okay? And I say that because it's when you, in retrospect, you don't like hearing it right off the get-go, but when they start using four-letter words with me, I know we're at a emotional high, rational low.
Right.
And what makes money? Rational. Long-term.
Yep.
Short term, whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Longer term, rational thought. Warren Buffett and his team has said, if you cannot handle 50% downside swings, then you're not ready for the stock market.
Right.
Then you're not ready for the stock market, which means what does he look for?
Right.
The 50% downside swings or close to that 50% downside swings.
Yeah, it might be a little bit cliche to say this, but it's interesting. Investors approach discounts differ than they do when they're a retail purchaser.
Yeah.
Right? So when you walk into your favorite clothing store and you see that really cool shirt that you want,
yeah,
and it's 40% off, the reaction is very different than when you walk into, you know, the stock market.
Yeah.
As your store, and you see a great company selling at a 40% discount to where it was three months ago.
But let's take it one step further, because a consumer good like a clothing item or whatever, and it's on sale, is for a consumer use for a short period of time. Hmm. Okay, let's talk about real estate.
Okay.
In all of that, this is going on. Sure. Not one of people, one person who's called me and talked to me said, "I'm putting my house on sale.
Right.
This thing's going to plummet. We're at bad oil and everything's going down to hell. And I'm going to sell this because I'm going to only get 10 cents on the dollar on my home."
Right. It's going to zero, though. No, then the emotional reaction is it's all going to go to zero.
Correct. That's right?
That's the extreme
every
emotion.
Every single company's going to go bankrupt, Faisal, but my house is going to be fine.
Right.
That's the irrational thought
right.
process because
right.
it's emotionally driven, which is where I get excited about.
Well, and the other thing, you know, I talked this week with the morning crew, and there's an index called the VIX.
Volatility index.
Yeah, we won't go into the technical details, but it's often commonly referred to as the fear gauge.
Correct.
Right? And this week we saw it spike above 82. Now, that won't mean anything to anybody until I say the last time we saw that number was at the absolute peak of the fear in the 2008 crisis, financial crisis.
Correct.
That's how high and extreme it was. That's where we got this this week, right? You need to get there. You need to flush out the weak hands.
What was the feeling back then?
Right.
Forget about the financial crises.
Ask yourself. Now, as a listener, ask yourself, what if you went through that with investments, you know, what were you saying?
Right. And you mentioned something earlier on a video piece we did for our clients. You said in 2008, mm-hmm. when the financial crises happened and the fear was, we're going to all go bankrupt.
Well, the fear started with, this has never happened before.
Correct. That's
the entire thing. Global financial system is going to collapse. That sounds similar to the language we're using right now.
Correct. Everything's going to collapse. That's well, what you said in the video to our clients was, this is the time you need to think about what happened in 2008. And now you're 12 years older.
Right.
Your view of the world and your money right. and the time you have in your career
right.
has changed
right.
12 years later.
Right.
So it's not the same risk tolerance
right.
that you had 12 years ago.
Right.
And so you have more fear because you're older
right.
and you have to use this money. This is where structure mm-hmm. and discipline works. This is
right.
where we have our conversations and we go out of the world of crazy
right.
and come back to, you know, okay, we've got this. Because we go back to our structure and discipline.
Yeah. So it's fair to say, you know, it's fair to say, Faisal, that we're human. There are moments of emotion.
Well, I am. I don't know about you yet. The jury's still out if you're still human or not.
All right. So there are impacts there. You know, we do get emotional and things get crazy and whatnot. We've got a great team backed by data. You've got good structure and discipline, right? And you've got clarity of rational thought going forward.
Absolutely.
Those are the things that will protect you. Okay, we got to talk about all this stuff, right?
Correct.
And we got to calm people down and show them how that can, how that works.
Yeah, how does the structure and discipline work? And we're going to do this on our first live webinar on April 21st, 7 p.m. You need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to another edition. We know that these markets can be really scary at times. We will do our best to communicate how we're, you know, what we're doing, what we're thinking about, and keep you abreast of the latest information. If you have any questions, you feel free to reach out to us through morethanmoneyradio.com. Thanks for tuning in to another edition. We look forward to chatting with you next week. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.
David Popowicz and Faisal Karmally are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowicz and Faisal Karmally do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.